You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season, episode 101. I'm Matt Valdez. We joined the show in progress. Don't worry, biddies. We only missed 2 minutes of the show. I don't know what happened. Tech issue, I guess. But it's only 2 minutes. We started the show talking about John DePompa's zing to Dave Richard and Eric calling him out for it being a little lackluster. And then we get right into it.
The phones. And he has to, all right, is it time for speed round? You know, he's just not into it. And so John took a shot at the guy who's already
doesn't like
missed.
The segment to right. begin with.
And which he's taken lots of shots at EB before.
I think Eric likes John DePompa's calls because it brings levity to an otherwise mundane segment for Eric. At least that's what I think.
That's not what I was told.
Oh. What were you told? Were you told in confidence?
I don't really know. It wasn't said off the record.
Oh.
So John texted me at 8:18 this morning.
All right.
Yeah, moments after the
right after the bombing. And by the way, I encourage people. You know what? Let's put the clip in right here so you can hear the bomb.
All right.
Hello, Dave. I'm in a PPO league, Dave. That's points per obliviousness. Who's less aware of their surroundings, Helen Keller or Eric Bickle? Oh.
What is that in reference to?
Just your general life.
Yeah, but that, maybe, was there like an anecdote from today?
No, EB.
It's pretty much every day.
Years of anecdotes of you not paying attention to the show.
All right, today, give me one.
What's more meaningless, being mad about a Ron Rivera sign or the sky being blue? I don't know.
I'm not mad about the sign.
You seem kind of
just
mad.
A zing, EB.
Yeah, I just wanted to zing you, all right?
I'm just trying.
It's not that deep, as my daughters say all the time. It's not that deep.
Right. All right.
Thank you, John. Thank
you. So John texted me at 8:18, and he says, after that debacle, he says, it's over, buddy. Been hell of a run.
All right. And how long has John been doing this?
4 or 5 seasons, probably.
I feel like it, yeah.
If not longer. I mean, Dave's been on for 10 years because he started right when when I started on the show. So John, it may be 10 years. He might have been doing it the whole time. I can't really remember.
I can't really remember either, but
I just remember
it's become a staple.
Yes. Now, look, it's hard to have fresh material for years
and
years.
It's not as easy as you think, people.
Right. So he says, it's over, buddy. Been hell of a run. I responded, that was a car crash.
All right.
Not exactly uplifting.
No. And by the way, you're kicking John while he's down.
I know.
Because he literally failed at his one job. Yeah, one job.
I know,
and
but
he failed.
I'm on the side note, I'm already, Rick is the wrong word. I'm disappointed in John for his lack of radio instincts when he was calling me a dictator last week about Larry.
Okay.
I said, that was a car crash. He goes, I thought the Helen Keller zing was funny. Supposed to be in and out drab. Bickle's grumpiness ruined yet another part of the show.
All right. So that's what John sent to you.
Yeah. And I said, okay. I said, is it really over? And he sent me a gif of Boyz II Men saying, it's so hard to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And that was it. So then I went in.
It's at least a hiatus. It's on hiatus.
Well, unless we talk it out, and we at the end of this, he's pumped back up. But I doubt it.
Okay. All right. But tell me what was told you in confidence.
Well, so then I went to EB and I said, EB, you killed John because you didn't just take the zing and go with it. You tried to break it down.
Uh huh.
And John just texted me and said, it's over. He's not going to do the call anymore.
Okay.
And EB said, good. he goes, now I disagree with this. He said it jumped the shark a couple of years ago.
Wow.
Now that is, and I go, I disagree with that. And he goes, it's always awkward because Dave doesn't understand what's going on.
That's also part of the charm
of it.
That's
why it's funny.
Yes. Is that Dave just has to sit there and take it.
I said, Eric, you don't like, and I told Eric to his face, I said, you don't like the segment, so you don't like anything about it. But I know the listeners
think the listeners do look forward to John's call at the end.
Not necessarily that it's going to be funny, that it's going to be unknown, like you don't know
you don't know what's in John's brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And most of the times, I do think it's very funny.
It's intriguing because it's nice to know what John's what stuck out to John this week, right?
I
kind of like that.
Now here's what John needs. When we do Bit Season, we take notes.
Yes,
and then
we have a whole rundown from stuff that the guys talked about on the show, and we do it in real time as it's going on, and we have a shared document. And we take notes on things.
Right.
We got a whole rundown and
highlight the most important stuff, all that.
Stuff that we want to weigh in on.
I think John's he's crafting this joke at 7:50 in the morning on a Thursday.
That can't happen.
Yeah, that's what I think is going on. I think that it's a chore to John now.
Oh, John's above it.
Well, it's a chore to him. He's been doing it so long that he's lost his, not as lost his fastball, but he's checked out. John's checked out.
He needs that spark back.
Yeah.
He needs to rekindle the flame.
Can I tell you something, John? Do your job. All right? Do your job. Put in the work. Put in the time. You come with
he's slacking. And the performance
shows. You just lost to the Bears on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, okay. He got blown out.
And because he was cramming that joke. Like he didn't workshop it.
Here's the thing. I'd rather him.
Am I on to something?
Yeah, I think you're on to something. I'd rather have him miss the call than to force something in there.
He used to miss a couple calls here and there, but then people get on him about missing the calls. Well, and then we say, what do you have?
It's a lose-lose situation.
A table to polish.
We don't make it easy on him either.
Yeah,
would you get a splinter?
So that is where it's at right now. And maybe he's going to be so dejected from this that he's totally done from the call and the bombed and the breakdown on Bit Season.
I don't think we were hard on him.
No.
No, we just.
Well, it is what it is. Yeah. Sometimes.
If I vote, I'm Commodus with my thumb, yay or nay. I'm voting yay.
Oh, I still want.
I still want the call.
Absolutely. Yeah. John could bomb every week, and I'd still want. We let Bruce the Hugger on, and he would bomb. You know, he didn't know what it was
going on. Hey, easy. I'm crafting those for Bruce.
No. Sometimes those, no, the Bruce things are always funny to you and me. They weren't funny to the junkies.
No.
They always made you and me laugh. And that was the whole point of them.
My job's to entertain drab, and drab only.
Speaking of Bruce, we'll have an update.
Oh, yeah. We have a huge Bruce update
for Bruce. So that is that. That's why I want John to come back next week.
This is what John needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mirror. He needs to re-listen to his call over and over, almost like torture. All right, listen to it, and then he's got to review the tape. Review the tape.
Why doesn't he
adjust?
Why doesn't he ever zing Dave Richard?
I don't know. Because maybe he
like
feels
Dave,
awkward because
like Dave has a bad play from the week before.
Right.
He really...
Yeah, really got to stash Rashee Rice or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's like he's super high on Bijan this week, and Bijan goes for 7 yards or something. Yeah.
What's a better stash, Rashee Rice or Drab's putt? Or something like that. Yeah, see, John, I just came up with that.
So that's where we're at, John. I think John, don't hang him up. First off, you can't go out.
Yeah, you can't go out
getting swept in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
thanks, Oz.
Yeah.
You can't go out with a whimper.
You got to come back if you want to retire. Go hard for a month, go strong, and then say, you know what?
Also, this is where John messed up. John doesn't understand that there's only certain junkies you can pick on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's part of it, because AB doesn't like the segment. But usually you can pick on AB.
You mean you said you can't? Or
you can. You can. Usually you can.
It's you gotta John fell in the trap of not knowing his setting. Like this, the fantasy is basically Cakes' baby. That's a cake segment.
And Lurch.
Mm-hmm. And it's easier to goof on Cakes than it is Jason. Because Cakes usually is able to take a joke, I think, the best out of all of the guys. So it's Cakes' segment, so he's all hyped up for it, and he's all energized, and he's all engaged and involved. So Cakes is the easiest target to do for your zing.
What would you say if I just right now asked you, what was I oblivious about this week? Speaking from EB, like, what should have John said? Because he wasn't ready.
This is what John should have said. He said, you walked out during Bill Ross interview.
That's true, but I don't know if the TV audience or the radio audience even picked up on that.
I don't know. That's a good question.
He was asking. Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, EB was asking questions about like the baseball or something that happened last night. And he goes, oh, yeah, that really...
Did he say, what number does Dylan Strome wear?
Yeah, but that was at 8:45. That was later. He asked some question early on about, like, was that Bryce who homered last night? Who homered? I don't know what it was, but...
It was something like that.
It is tough to...
No, this is where John lost it, is his answer when he told, and then when Eric said,
Oh my God, the answer was so bad.
The answer, when Eric pushed back and says, what am I oblivious about? And then John's sitting there with his pants down and goes, life, right? Didn't he said life?
Right. You know what John should have said? He should have said, EB, you know what you're oblivious about? The irony of you calling another man checked out on his job.
Oh, man.
All right, John, we'll stop picking on you. Come back next week. I have faith in you. A bounce back. All right? Max has a rough start. He comes back the next
week. Bounce back start. Bounce back.
All right, so smoking weed was just mentioned by Valdez, Stash. And getting high has been talked about numerous times on the show amongst the junkies. None of them partake in smoking
in the
weed.
Wacky tobacco,
but the lure of getting edibles or gummies for the Christmas show.
I've been pushing this agenda.
You've for years
now. Just because, not saying the drinking show is stale or, but we need a new angle. We need a new catch.
Well, I feel like we always need a new angle, a new push, a new something every time we do that.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, right. Yes,
new spin,
yes,
or
yes,
something.
A new, like, catch. But I'm just saying, like, it needs a shot in the like a shot in the arm,
right? So,
like something away from the norm, because we've done the karaoke, we've done Santa, we've done White Elephant, we've done Secret Santa.
So, but so here's the thing: whenever we mention the gummy show, and Lurch, I should say, has done gummies a few times. Obviously, you guys know that, but he's not a regular partaker,
right? Also, I think this would be a great idea for rap, because I think stone driving goes very under the radar.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not.
It could be huge for them. I feel like.
I mean, you're definitely under the influence.
Yes, you definitely have a slower reaction time,
and I'm sure the DC or Metro Police does not want you driving a vehicle.
Yeah, while high.
Now look, in theory, it's a fun idea. The execution of it is what I worry about. And I was going to say, we get so many messages from people all the time saying, this is a great idea.
We've had dispensaries contact us. We've had people just say, hey, I'll show up and just give you a weed, which we can't do, but I appreciate the effort.
I don't know. Here's the two, my two main concerns about it.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it's not possible. No, by far, number one, before everyone gets excited about it, I have no idea if our company will allow us to do that.
Well,
it doesn't matter if it's legal in DC.
But this
there's lots of things that we can't do on the air that are legal, and the company guidelines.
Okay,
basically,
we need to get it approved.
100%. We have to run this to the very top of the flagpole.
Okay,
our CEO probably approving it.
But you're not allowed to drink on radio.
No. I'm talking about in general, like. Odyssey may
what's,
not
what's
want
Odyssey's
endorsing. Yeah, of course.
What's Odyssey's marijuana policy?
Right. Like,
but what's Odyssey's alcohol policy?
Well, it's like our headquarters are in Philadelphia. I have no idea if smoking weed is legal in Philadelphia. I have no idea how David Field personally feels about smoking weed or employees having drugs in their system. I'm not saying. This is my opinion.
I know what you're saying. You don't want to get your hopes up because you've seen it before where ideas get killed.
Also, it's federally illegal, right? Still?
I think.
Yes. So there's that issue.
Okay.
Even though it's legal in DC, in Maryland, I think, and decriminalized in Virginia, there's still issues, way more issues surrounding that than there are drinking. So that's the first thing, that we're not just a podcast where we can fire it up on and do a gummy show like everyone,
like Joe Rogan.
Right. We just, unfortunately, as you guys have heard us talk about on this show, we got to follow orders sometimes.
Yeah, we have our marching orders.
Right. The other thing is, I'm not really sure how great a radio show would be with four guys stoned out of their mind.
We would need one to not do it, basically. Right?
Right.
JP or Eric calls the losers if you smoke weed.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they stay behind and Jason and Cakes would do it.
Well, the other thing is, I know for a fact, I shouldn't say for a fact, I don't think there's a snowball chance in hell that JP or EB contribute to that.
You mean do the gummies?
Yes. JP, in my opinion, is too uptight.
JP's a wild card. I say he might do it.
He's more liberal, for sure. So maybe, he's not against it.
You know how JP is.
He's very straight, right?
Yeah.
He's the buttoned-up guy, the sports polo guy.
I know, but you know how JP is sometimes. He'll just come out of the blue and say, I'll do it. I'll do this. I'll do that.
That's true. He has surprised us before. But I don't think... He's ever, to my knowledge, I don't think JP's ever smoked marijuana.
To be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
I think about it now. I've never heard him talk about smoking weed or anything like that.
And
it wouldn't surprise me.
What, that he's a secret smoker?
No, that he's never smoked weed in his life.
Oh, if you say, Drab, gun to your head, has JP ever smoked marijuana? I would say no. I don't even know if we would get a real answer from him. Like, he may have, and then he would lie about it.
Can you imagine the flaming if he was high?
Oh, my God. EB, I don't think has ever smoked weed as well before.
I don't think so either.
I think more he might be scared.
He doesn't know how.
He
doesn't know if he could control himself. He doesn't want to get a loosey-goosey.
He might, like, there's guys out there that say that they're worried about the mind trip of it, you know, or he's worried about what it's going to do to his body. I think he falls in that category. Deep down, he's scared of.
He's afraid. What's he afraid of? He's afraid of effect, or
the great unknown of a different.
He's afraid of embarrassing himself, like saying something or doing something.
Oh, I think that probably would go for all of them. A little bit, maybe not Cakes.
No, but Cakes and Jason are guinea pigs.
And look, Eric's going to listen to this, and he's probably mad in his car, saying Drab's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. This is just my theory on it. The EB probably hasn't smoked weed before because he's so adamantly
against it.
You heard him on the show this week. Smoking weed is for losers.
So he can't do gummies and then, keep that stance.
Rally and cry.
Yeah, keep that stance that if you smoke, you're a loser.
So gut instinct, I don't think JP or EB have ever consumed THC in any way. Gummies, smoking it, you name it.
What about contact high?
No. Maybe. I'm sure they've sat around in college in Norbeck.
You think they weren't lighting up doobies at Norbeck?
JP, definitely not.
Or not Norwich. Norwich.
I'm getting them confused.
Yeah, you're getting Norbeck and Norwich confused.
But I would love to see it happen. Like, I think it has potential. But you got to have someone in control of the show.
Definitely.
You can't just have all four of them stoned out of their mind sitting here.
Pontificating.
Not even talking. Yeah. Like, they're so high. Two of the guys are on the floor. Cakes is just giggling. And, you know, EB's doing whatever he's doing. Because Lurch has already said that when he takes gummies,
he falls asleep.
He falls asleep. He's out. Whatever.
Right.
That's not.
Hey, I actually think Jason would do gummies on the show just so he could sleep for 4 hours.
Can I tell you what's way better than gummies?
What's that?
Why don't we get a big old bong in here?
Gravity bong?
This is a big old gravity bong. Or some 6 foot tall bong they got to stand and get on a chair to smoke out of. Like something fun. Like why are we doing gummies?
Like, if we're going to do it. A bong that looks like a didgeridoo. Yeah, thing so big.
If we're going to do it. Why don't we get a nice nug in here with some purple crystals on it and go all out?
What about the dab stuff?
Or a dab, yeah.
Right? Isn't that hot?
Dabs are hot.
Dabs are hot. What's that? That's like basically like a oil or film. And then you put in, you take a hot piece of metal, right?
Yeah.
And then you put it in your bong. And then you rip one.
Yeah, I've actually never done a dab hit before.
Don't drink the bong water. I'm just saying.
Aren't you with? I know you are. Aren't you with me though? Wouldn't that be way more fun?
The visual of
them getting the lighter out.
Yeah.
getting in that bong.
Getting in the circle. Yeah.
And then someone spills the bong water.
He spilled the bong water.
Also,
and then JP not knowing how to use one.
Yeah, the great audio of them.
Those virgin lungs.
Yes, that's what I want. I don't want a gummy show.
I want them to hotbox the studio.
Let's hotbox the studio. Okay.
I want ripping clouds so big I can't see through the glass.
100%. That's what. Let's make that happen.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. If all of them start with a big old bong in here and then start passing it around, they're playing Cypress Hill, all right? And then are you going to have FOMO?
100%. 100%. All right, so then we smoke early, right? We smoke at 7 a.m. Right.
Okay.
Then they're chilling.
Spark up at 7.
Hit the skins at 7.
Hit the bong.
Hit the bong. Okay.
Yeah.
And then at 7:45, okay?
All right.
We kick open the door and we come in here with a platter full of Twinkies and cupcakes. Nuggets.
Chocolate cake for JP. Yeah. Twinkies for Eric.
Yeah.
What, Passion Fin for Jason?
Okay. And then the hooting and hollering. Your cakes. Can you imagine how fun that would be?
That would be hysterical.
That's so much more fun than a gummy show of them just sleeping on the job.
Right. I don't know. Do gummies make you sleepy?
I think, yeah, I think a lot of those guys, people.
Well, aren't there different strains?
It's a body high. It's more of a body high.
Aren't there different strands of weed and THC and gummies?
Absolutely, yeah.
Can't we get like the amped up version, the amped up brand to bring in?
I don't know how that works.
Can we get the upper?
I just know that the edibles that people always say is more of a body high. Yeah. And so you're feeling, you know.
You realize if we do the bong show, mm-hmm. all right? 5 years, we'll have him doing heroin.
No. You sound like my grandmother.
Always got a top next year show.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Okay.
All right. 2025, we have a mountain to blow.
I would think the bong show would be tough to top.
It would be.
That would be the Mount Rushmore of junkie shows.
That would be our NFL draft show where we had Frank Caliendo do Kuiper.
I know. We never can
live up to it again.
That would be up there with Mayor Rob Ford on the show. Putting together.
Yeah, speaking of drugs.
And then, we invite in legend, people in town that want to smoke with the junkies.
Yeah, who wants to get stoned with the junkies? Who are legendary stoners they can bring in?
No, we have an auction, okay?
All right. This is, okay.
The auction to sit in on the first annual
inaugural. There's no such thing as the first annual.
That was so stupid. I can't believe I said that. And the inaugural, because I'm always a stickler for that. The inaugural Junkies Bong Show, right? Okay. We have an auction for a fundraiser, right?
Okay.
And then maybe I have an idea for a fundraiser.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know exactly who we could fundraise.
And then you got someone paying like $3,000 to $5,000, whatever it is, to sit in with the junkies, smoke weed with them, hot box with the junkies. That's what we call it.
Yeah, the hot box.
The hot box with the junkies, and then get some fund or charity or whatever.
I love it.
How
much do you think people would pay realistically
for a one-off chance to sit in
the entire show?
A couple grand, for sure. Sit in all 6 hours, smoke with the junkies.
Yeah. McNuggies after tendies.
Mm-hmm. Tim Seymour comes in here.
Lobster for the boys.
I think we're on to something.
Are we? All right. The first step is the approval process.
Yeah.
That's the first step. Mm-hmm. And then figuring out what's allowed, what's not allowed.
Well, I guess the first thing would have to be, would they do it?
That's also
the second approval.
Well, it sounds like Cakes definitely would.
Oh, for sure.
And then I think Cakes and Jason are definitely 80%.
The junkies are already legends. Wouldn't they go down?
It would be legendary.
It would be legendary.
It'd be the first one on radio to do it in DC. At least, yes. I don't know. I don't think Kane Cho is...
No. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to stream it on YouTube because we already know Monumental's not going to show it. All right? We're going to get a zillion subscribers on our YouTube channel. We know that that's what they want.
Of course.
They want to build the digital platform up. This is how you do it.
Yeah. All right. And we promote it. We keep promoting it. And this is an idea for new business, too. People want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey would dip their toes into the dispensary.
Take a rip with the junkies.
Hey, all right, one rip with the junkies. We could auction off those.
Uh-huh.
I like it. The big, also, we got to get a custom bong made, a custom junkies bong.
Mm-hmm. Nice, glass bong.
Glass bong
in.
JP.
Uh-huh. All right, here's Tim Krupp. He wants to take a rip with the junks.
All right, John Lindsay.
How much money did you spend this year?
Yeah.
It's like the new trip to Europe that they used to do for all the sales and make the advertisers.
Yeah. Incentivize the well, if you spend $10,000 more, you get to go to Italy. Well, you spend $10,000 more, you can what's the one thing where they smoke the joint and then you puff it into the person's face?
I don't know. What's that?
Right? That was hot back in the day. You take the joint like this, mm-hmm. and then you turn it around, and then you blow it back and forth. You usually do it with a girl.
I would hope you do it with a girl.
Oh, yes, you do it with a girl.
I don't know. I never did that.
That was the thing that you did in college or high school when you're smoking weed and you're trying to hit on a chick. You take the joint and then you turn it around and you puff it in their mouth.
Yeah, yeah. I
don't know what it's called.
I don't know what it's called, but
it's called something. Someone will tell us.
I think we're onto something.
Definitely.
Maybe not this
year. Is it shotgun? Isn't it called a shotgun?
Shotgunny? No, it might be. I honestly don't know. I just don't know. But maybe that's more.
I'm
of
asking
a
question.
Pasadena. I'm asking questions. You're asking the question. Radio stinks. I hate that.
I know. I can tell. Hey, speaking of the charity.
Yes,
we got to get to this. We kind of alluded to it, but we have an update on a show character,
and I will tell you that update right after we tell you our Crab Sports play of the week.
Yeah, our Jumbo Lump Parlay is brought to you by Crab Sports, Maryland's local sports book. Crab Sports is partnering with local businesses and media outlets to bring you the best localized betting experience. Make sure you sign up now to Crab Sports. Crab Sports wants to remind you to please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 years of age or older. Our Jumbo Lump Parlay is going to hit this week.
It has to hit this week.
Yes. This is the perfect time to get the Crab Sports app. Mm-hmm. Sign up, because Drab and I are guaranteeing that our Jumbo Lump Parlay hits.
With absolutely no refund if it doesn't.
Right.
All right.
I don't think they're in the business of refund. Look, gambling should be fun. And we're trying to provide some wagertainment.
Wagertainment.
Yes.
All right. Put in biddies when as your promo code when you download it. Here's my portion of the Jumbo Lump Parlay. Biggest game of the weekend. You know I'm going to pick it. Oregon versus Washington, Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. Two top 10 teams going at it. I as a Pac-12 guy, I'm furious at both of these teams. I don't like either of these teams anymore. In fact, I've never liked the Huskies, but you know, people who listen to Jumbo.
Are you
on,
angry that the Huskies are good this year?
I'm just over. I just
your
want nothing to
pride.
Here's I don't care about them anymore. Other than the fact that I have a $50 bet on the Huskies to win the national championship that I put in only because that was a smart bet, but not with my heart. And it's going to pay out like, I don't know, $2,800 if they do or something like that.
You're sized.
So I was in early on the Huskies, but I'm just done with them. I'm done with them. I'm done with Oregon. But it is such a great game and so much hype about it. Huskies 2.5-point favorites. We're going to bang the Huskies at home.
All right.
With Penix. He's just so good. Everyone talks about how Oregon's defense is great. Well, they played great against Colorado. I will give them that. This isn't Colorado. Like, Huskies are next level. I think it's probably an under. Everyone's also saying it's going to go over. I think it's going to be an under. I think Oregon's really going to struggle to keep up with the Huskies.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the over-under 67.5.
Yep.
I think the Huskies win this game 31-24. What is that? That's an under,
that would
right?
Be
that's
55. Definitely 55.
Yeah, way under. 31-24 Huskies, and they're going to cover the 2.5. So my play is Huskies minus 2.5 against the Ducks.
All right. My play is I'm going overseas. And I'm betting against the Ravens. I've never seen a team so good shoot themselves in the foot so much. Ronnie Stanley is a turnstile. Receivers can't catch. I am not a prisoner of the moment. This team has so many warts. Marlon Humphrey still's not. It doesn't look like he's in game shape, getting burned by Pickens. So I'm going to take the Titans plus 4.5. The Ravens defense, it's good on paper, but they seem to have some issues stopping the run. So I expect Derrick Henry to go off. Plus, traditionally, last time the Ravens were in London, they got blown out. It was a debacle. It was awful.
Well, how many years ago was that?
That was a while ago. It was a long time ago.
You think Harbaugh?
But I think Harbaugh does. I think Harbaugh has prep problems.
Mm. All right. So we're rooting for a Ravens 3-point victory.
In the grand scheme of things, yes, but I'm not going to be surprised if they lose to the Titans. So I'm going to take the 4.5, and then you have the Huskies minus 2.5.
Huskies, not money line, minus 2.5.
Yes.
All right, there's your play. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll have an update on
Bruce the Hugger.
On Bruce the Hugger. I'll tell you guys all about it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season Episode 101. I'm Matt Valdez with Drabby here. And before we went to break, we teased an update on Bruce the Hugger. I know this show is typically funny, fun. We like to have a good time. But I think this is kind of a serious update.
Yeah,
we'll try to bring some levity to it as much as we can. But I think it's important to let the biddies know what's going on with Bruce.
Well, so this is a Bit Season exclusive, because I wasn't really sure if we should share it on the air, if it was even appropriate really to share for such a mass audience. But you guys are P1s, and most of you guys know Bruce over the years and how important he is to how important the Junkies are to him and how important he is to us. Even though we don't get to see him that often, you know, him calling every single Thursday for years at a time, everybody has a connection to Bruce for sure. So Bruce has, you know, he's not on the air as much. He's actually hardly ever on the air anymore the last year or two because...
Mainly because
he was having trouble talking.
Yeah, he's hard to understand, and I know.
And we haven't seen him since the pandemic started, so we hadn't seen Bruce in a couple of years because he wasn't allowed to leave his house.
Basically, he was very at risk.
Well, I don't even know if he was at risk. He just his family wouldn't let him leave his house. They were very concerned about COVID, I think, at his house, and so he stayed in his house for like at least two straight years, because Bruce used to be pretty active. He would go to church all the time,
community center
stuff. And you know, and you guys know that Bruce the Hugger, socializing was always important to him. So, I got an update. Bruce has not been on the air, but he calls every once in a while and he checks in with us. And maybe usually, not every week,
and
but
usually Bruce would call from his house so we could see the name on the line so we knew Bruce was calling in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've noticed that Bruce just hadn't been calling
He hadn't been calling in. So I got a call from, we kept getting a call from this number like once a week or whatever it was. And I could never, like somebody on the other line wasn't really talking. And then they'd hang up and we get disconnected and they call back a week or two later, whatever it was. Well, it turns out that phone number was Bruce, and eventually one of the days he was, "Hello," and I'm like, "Oh my god,
hey,
this is a person."
Hey, that's a good Bruce. Hey,
yeah, which I'm like, "Bruce, that's you. What's up?" And so again, it's very hard to understand him. because Bruce doesn't have teeth anymore, and he doesn't. Right. There was something going on with his dentures. I didn't really understand, but he didn't have dentures. And so,
yeah, Drab would always ask Bruce when we give him his announcement to make. He would say, "Bruce, did you put your teeth in this morning?"
Yeah, yeah. And there was always some confusion whether he actually had teeth or what the situation was. But at some point, his teeth just, that's why we couldn't put him on the air, because you couldn't literally couldn't.
It was mumble.
Not even Valdez and I, who are fluent in Bruce.
Yeah, I speak Bruce very well.
Could understand what he was saying. And so it was gotten to the point where it was kind of sad, and we couldn't put him on the air anymore. But after talking to Bruce when he called the other week, Bruce told me that he was in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. And that's the phone number that was calling us. It was calling from a nursing home.
I'm not going to say the nursing home, but it would come up on the caller ID, like right. blank, like medical
whatever
house
it is,
or whatever.
Right. And so Bruce had some very sad news to share, that his mom passed away in July. And you guys have always, you know, not as much on air, but a lot of times off air, we'd always say, "How's mom doing?" Mm-hmm. And he always said, not good.
She's
so good.
Sick.
Yeah. Oh, she was always sick, always sick. In the hospital. Yeah. She lived a long life. I think she was 93 or 94 years old. But she passed away in July. And I think, again, I don't know Bruce's family. None of us know Bruce's family.
I don't think I've ever met his mother. I've met Bruce's brother, and right. I know he has a sister.
But I mean, yeah, like, we don't know them.
Yeah, we don't know them personally. I've met them a handful of times, though.
So I have no idea, and I'm sure this was, you know, they had a plan. They had to have had a plan of what was going to happen with Bruce, because Bruce needs care. He can't live on his own. What was going to happen when mom died? So what happened was Bruce was moved to a nursing home. Their house, I'm pretty sure, was sold.
The one in Bowie. I think he lived on, K section.
Yeah.
As the junkie.
So the Bruce house that Bruce had lived in for years and years and years. I think Bruce was, he says he's born in Brooklyn, but then he lived in Melbourne, Florida as a child.
Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah. I think that's where he says he was born, in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. And so they sold the house, and what I think happened, without knowing all the details, I don't think Bruce's brother, who then was in charge, is very fond of Bruce or the Bruce situation. Okay.
So you're saying...
I'm saying is, Bruce's mom died, and Bruce's brother the next day took him to a nursing home and dropped him off.
Well, maybe that was the plan.
Maybe it was.
But it just, okay.
But Bruce's brother has not called or checked in or visited Bruce one time since July.
And then who?
Because Bruce says that on the phone.
Okay. So
right?
Bruce told you that.
Bruce told me that.
Now, is Bruce with it enough to know?
Bruce is okay. With it. You just got to really slow him down and really kind of talk to him for a few minutes to kind of, okay. especially over the phone, like, to figure that out. And so Bruce is, He'd been there since July, but he over the phone, I kept like, "How are you doing?" And he said, "Not good." He didn't, you know, he doesn't really like it there. And I said, "Well," I asked him what he needed, and he said a radio. Okay. He's been telling me for like a couple weeks that he wants a radio because he wants to listen to the Junkies, which I can definitely big part of his life. So of course, and so it's disappointing that he couldn't listen to the show. So last Friday, I went and visited Bruce at his nursing home.
Okay.
I went and got a radio. And went and visited Bruce. First of all, Bruce Dogger was kind of an ass about the radio.
He was?
Yeah.
It wasn't good enough? It wasn't HD?
I bought him a 40-something dollar radio.
Okay.
That's
an expensive radio. Where do you even get a radio now?
I had to look that up. All right. But Walmart had them.
Is it battery or plug-in?
Plug-in. Plus, there's a battery if you want. It's portable.
Okay,
but it wasn't like a clock radio. You know,
right.
It was almost like a mini boombox
thing that you could carry around. Yeah, like a stereo almost.
Yeah,
it's probably one of those things that you would bring to like on the beach.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then so I bring it to him. I'll just get to that part. And I'm setting it up, and I put on 106.7.
And
we're going over it, and I'm showing it to him, and he goes, "No AM." And I go, Doesn't look like it.
No.
There's no AM in here.
Can you get me an AM radio?
Hey, maybe he likes Russell.
I go, what?
What?
I go, Bruce, I'm not giving you an AM radio.
I thought he liked the Junkies, but who would have thought he was just a radiophile?
He's just a radio. It turns out he's a radio. He's a radiophile. And after all these years,
he's probably calling intern John.
I said, Bruce, all the good AM stations are on FM now, right? Okay. Even though we have, you know, stations here that are AM exclusive, but you know, a lot of people listen on the app.
That probably hurt your feelings.
Well, it did a little bit, but it's Bruce. So
I know.
I go, what other, I go, you like the news?
Okay. Start getting his presets.
His preset. So I go, you don't need AM radio. WTOP, that's on FM now.
Yeah.
Why don't you listen? I have no, what channel is TOP?
103.5.
I'm like, damn, you are a radiophile. There's no loyalty to you.
Hey, I put Bruce as a WMAL guy.
I'm sure. We didn't get to MAL. I only put in the fan and TOP for him.
And the drive.
Yeah, but he's inspecting it like he's looking it over, and he just made me laugh. He knew his way around a radio.
I'm sure. What does he have the volume cranked at?
I'm sure. Well, he has a roommate, so I told him, don't crank.
You should have got him headphones.
Maybe next time I'll bring him headphones. But there's also the stuff I got to bring him. But that's not the point of bringing.
Let me ask you a question. Real quick before we get to Bruce, and this is very self-serving.
Yeah.
Does Bruce have the collage of pictures that I gave him for Christmas? I gave him a very touching frame, a collage of him in studio with the Junks, with us.
Not that I saw.
That's depressing.
Okay. Don't be so selfish. Okay.
Well, I wanted to know
because you already know what I'm about to say.
I wanted him to know how important the Junks were in his life. I wanted to know if it made the second stage of his life at the nursing home.
From what I saw, it did not make this stage, but he does have a dresser. Maybe it's in there.
Okay,
it was a couple drawers, so maybe it is in there. All right, so I can't tell you guys where he's at because the only way to describe where he is, for a lack of a better word or words, is Bruce is in an insane asylum.
A real insane asylum.
Like,
you know what? When we're talking about this, I envisioned One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Do you remember?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen that movie.
Okay.
But I've seen plenty of scary movies. Spooky season.
Okay, scary movies.
When I tell you, Shutter Island.
Okay.
When I tell you,
some guy is running all over the island trying to solve a murder case.
But think of the hospital. Think of like a 1950s hospital that is spooky.
Okay.
It should be knocked down.
You know what it's like? It's like Accepted. The movie Accepted.
I don't know that part.
Where he makes a fake college and it's in a insane asylum.
Okay. Think of the Pennsylvania Penitentiary Halloween scare fest thing. That's basically a place that should be condemned.
Oof.
Okay.
All right. Now, is this place outdated?
Prior to last Friday, when I think of a nursing home, I haven't spent a lot of time in nursing homes, but I've been in a few.
I've been in a nursing home when Grandma Jo was getting up there. We would go visit her. It's serviceable. It's basically an upgraded hospital.
But when I was told Bruce was in a nursing home, I was like, that really sucks. He doesn't have a home anymore, but at least he's around.
But at least he's around people. There's people that care for him. There's somewhat
nice facility.
Their structure.
This place, I'm not kidding you. They should take a wrecking ball to this thing, and or clear everyone out and start decorating it for Halloween and scaring the crap out of people.
Hey, why don't we start charging people and say, why don't you come to a spooky season haunted house and we'll guide them through that place?
Okay, so not to make light of people's conditions at all, but Bruce is not in what I would consider a normal nursing home with elderly people. In fact, I didn't see any elderly people there.
Okay. So what kind of people were there?
mentally challenged.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't know if that's the correct phrase. I'm not trying to poke light at anybody's condition.
You're not denigrating.
Really,
you're not denigrating people that are in there.
The majority of the people, they were zombies. Zombies everywhere.
Well, they're probably medicated out the wazoo.
Everyone that I saw. I walk into the to the lobby, and it was like a horde of zombies.
Okay.
Just a few workers, two workers behind the desk.
All right. Think about it. They see the same people over and over and over every day. My guess is for the people that are in there, it's like Groundhog Day. And then a new face walks through the lobby, and it's almost haunting.
Yeah.
Them.
Like who is, it's like, yeah. It was like when the wrong cowboy opens the saloon doors. All right. First off, before I even walked in there, I knew we were in trouble because the parking lot had numerous, over 5-10 people slumped over in wheelchairs or sitting back in their wheelchair chair, staring at the sun.
Well, they're getting their vitamin D,
but not moving.
Oh,
okay, just like alive but not moving,
and they're not elderly. They're probably what, in their 40s, 50s.
Most people are there probably in their 40s, 50s, something like that.
Okay,
and I'm sure there's elderly people there. I just didn't see anybody.
All right,
the lobby had what I could only say a few dozen people.
Okay,
loitering, either in their wheelchair or just like
not workers. These are people,
residents.
That are residents. Yeah, I didn't know what you would call it. Patients, residents.
I don't know what you call them. Like leaning up against the wall. No one really talking. There's no conversation. Everyone's just staring.
Okay. Is there like grunting or like they can't?
Some grunting.
They can't
talk, some people can talk. Like, and then the mess hall was right next door to the dining hall.
Okay.
I checked in. So then I'm looking for Bruce's room. I'm trying to find the elevators. I walk into the dining hall. I see some of the food. You wouldn't feed it to a dog.
It's that bad.
It looked very like.
What was on the menu?
Didn't see the menu. Noodles. It just looked like sloppy.
Dude, you're making my stomach
chicken slop right noodles.
It's like something you would put in a trough for a pig.
I can only describe, like, the walls were.
This is what they're, let me guess.
Dirt, like dirt or like rust or something.
They're painted white.
Painted white, but they were brown.
Yeah, but they're streaks.
Brown.
It's almost like being in a house with a smoker.
Right.
Does that make sense?
A smoker.
Where there's just like this,
but also,
this tint to the wall.
Kind of like a hoarder without the trash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dingiest lighting you could, like.
Let me ask you a question. Is it messy? Or is it
barren? Barren.
Yeah.
Barren.
It's not messy, but it's just
like there's nothing.
It's just like gross.
Just gross tile.
Yeah.
Gross,
outdated.
Gross walls. Gross ceilings. Like there's just no, like, wasn't a lot of decorations making it feel like a home.
There's no bulletin board saying the upcoming events with a calendar.
It was just creepy for a lack of better. It was just very creepy. And then I find the elevator. I had to ask somebody where it was, and they grunted and pointed over to it. I had to honestly like weave my way through people that were residents that were just blocking the hallway. Just I'm telling you, like dozens
of
people.
Yeah, they're just standing there.
Like no one's moving. Just everyone's staring at me. Take the elevator. I thought I was going to die in the elevator. I only had to go to the second floor.
The rickiest elevator ever.
The expired.
It's like a dumbwaiter almost.
Yes, exactly. It expired. The certification expired in 2020. I was looking up the reviews afterwards. Another guest said that there was one of the elevators was shut down. There was a hole in the floor. So I was positive this elevator was going to come crashing down.
You thought you were going to fall to your death.
Actually, at one point, I did go up to the fourth floor because I was trying to go down, but I had to go up.
Okay.
So I was in a full panic. I was on the fourth floor on this elevator.
Hey.
I get out. I get the number for Bruce's room.
Like the Tower of Terror.
You're kind of all over it. Yeah. That's my favorite ride. Disney World. I love that ride. I go into Bruce's room and I'm immediately knocked over.
Okay.
By the smell of urine.
So Bruce is basically sitting in his own
Bruce is laying in his bed in a pool of urine.
That's sad.
Okay. And it just smells atrocious. And it's not just like he's soaked.
Does he have a bathroom?
He has a bathroom that was locked.
So Bruce's bathroom is locked.
His bathroom was locked.
So basically Bruce is just,
I don't know how long it had been locked for. I'm not sure. Okay. Bruce knew that it was locked because.
So it had to have been some time if Bruce knows it's locked. And so Bruce is just, I guess, just going.
Here's the thing with Bruce. He's in bad shape. Doesn't get out of bed. He just lays in bed. And he told me that,
I saw the video, the pictures that you did. He has atrophy.
He's lost a ton of weight.
His muscles.
Like, if you guys remember Bruce on the show, he was a chubby guy.
Yeah,
and now, without being a doctor, without knowing anything, I think a lot of it probably has to do with the fact that he has no teeth. And so he can't eat anything. And he probably has soup or broth a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And he's only been there a few months. And we haven't seen him in years. So maybe the weight loss started a long time ago.
That's true, too.
But Bruce was skinny. And he had looked like bed sores all over him.
Lesions,
yeah. I'm guessing those are from the bed. I'm not positive. But he had lesions all over him. You know how you see in some people... like his veins were curdled in his leg a little bit, like they were popping out,
like varicose.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not like bursting weightlifter veins. Like they were just
like varicose veins.
I guess I don't really know what that means. When I think of that, I just think mean of like bulging veins.
No. That varicose veins is something that elderly people get, and it's like spider veins.
Yeah. So I was concerned about that. He's in
Bruce's health is deteriorating, and then the combination of the place that he's in with his health is alarming to you.
I think he was just dumped off at the worst place imaginable to save money or the state clearly pays for it. And I had no idea this is the condition that people live in that are not homeless.
Prisoners sound better off than.
I've been in jails that are much nicer than this. My brother-in-law was a longtime corrections officer and director.
I was trying to think of when you've been arrested.
I have been arrested, but that was just the drunk tank. So I've been in a few jails before, and actually prisons. I've seen them, but I feel so bad. I don't know what to do. So I don't know what to do. I told the junkies about it off air. I told Valdez as soon as it happened. I don't know like how to save Bruce because he's in a terrible place. We don't know his family.
Right.
I'm very concerned about his long-term health and his short-term health. Like I have no, without knowing anything, I wouldn't think he's long for this world, and he's only 63 years old. He looks awful.
He does look awful. This is what I don't understand or what needs to be done. But are we allowed to do stuff like with Bruce? Because I'm sure his brother has power of attorney or.
I'm sure he does. Yeah. I didn't even know. Yeah.
Like even if we were able to do something, could we do it? You know what I mean? Kind of like what you're saying with the smoking show. Mm-hmm. Even if we, can put it together, we might not be able to do it because of red tape. The same thing with Bruce. If we're able to get him somewhere or get him help, could we do it because his brother basically owns him?
Right. And so I don't really think like if you're disappointed that I'm bringing this up, I'm only bringing this up because I don't really know how to help Bruce. By no means want to gossip about Bruce or to just let people in on his misfortune. That's not really the case. I believe that Bruce is in danger. Like I think his conditions could be improved. I just feel stuck without, and this is all pretty preliminary. Yeah.
Nobody
checks on him. I was told by the other residents because I talked to a guy in the hallway. I tried hyping Bruce up because Bruce is. He told me he doesn't get out of bed. He has anxiety. He has depression.
And you're trying to get him to talk to people.
Yes.
Interact with people.
I said, Bruce, you got to walk.
It's good for him to get social. Get up.
We
got to
walk, Bruce. So we took a walk around the hall. He has trouble walking.
Does he use like a walker or something?
He used the wall to walk. So and it's clearly because he just lays in bed all day.
Yeah.
I was hyping him up. I told people he's a famous radio star.
Okay.
Which he is.
Yeah, he is. All right. I don't think you're lying.
So I was like,
you might be,
this guy's on the radio, you know, all the time. He's a legend in DC. This is Bruce the Hugger. He's famous. And then, I said, make sure you take care, make sure you watch out for Bruce.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruce is a good guy. Make sure you, I'm worried about him being bullied.
Also, that's another thing is, you know, someone might take his radio.
Radio might be gone. I was hoping to hear from Bruce today. We didn't hear from him. And they have no landlines. I said, one of the things I asked, what does he need? Like, what can we get him? And they go, a cell phone. I'm like, well,
I mean, this sounds like Britain. Really sounds like Britain.
You can get him a cell. They go, you can get him a cell phone. So the resident told me, he goes, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Nobody checks on him. Nobody checks on him.
So one of the residents told me patients that. Yeah. Said that to you.
Said that to me.
Well, that's alarming.
That's alarming. Then I went and got the nurses. I talked to the nurses and I said, can we change the sheets? We can't have this.
What did the nurse say when you said that?
She said, yeah, the nurses were nice. They were nice. I'm sure they're overwhelmed or underqualified.
In fairness to the place, I mean, the place sounds like a hellhole, but to be honest with you, they're probably understaffed. They're probably undersupplied.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
And it's concerning to us. Bruce is peeing himself and is basically sitting in his own urine. But at the end of the day, that's probably on the laundry list of things that need to be taken care of with the workers. Uh-huh. That's probably not in the top 10 in priorities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're dealing with people who are, you know,
if you're understaffed, sure, but you can't have people laying in their own excrement,
no,
or whatever it is for long periods of time. They told me that he needs clothes, so we're taking care of that. He doesn't need that many clothes, but he didn't have any clothes. They opened up his wardrobe, the clothes section,
his closet.
The hanging were no clothes in there. She said he has no clothes besides the ones he was wearing. There was one other shirt in there.
Oh my God!
The pants he was had.
Well, what's?
So I said, can we get Bruce some new clothes? They put him in a Joel Embiid shirt. Some of that they found a Joel. So Bruce is wearing this Joel Embiid massive shirt. They put him in, and they found him some sweatpants.
Okay.
So we're gonna get Bruce some clothes, but he probably doesn't need that many clothes because they're just wearing sweatpants every day or whatever it is.
Do they have laundry there?
I'm sure they do because they had to have washed those clothes.
Okay. It's upsetting. Because
Bruce told me he takes a shower once a month.
His family's not looking out for him.
Nobody's looking out for him. And so I feel like it's on us now. He did say the people from church come and visit him.
That's great.
I said, when? He said, on Sundays. Then I said, I talked to the nurse. I said, does Bruce have visitors? And they said, no, never. And I said, well, are you here on Sundays? And they both said, no. So maybe somebody comes on Sundays.
Or maybe it's a call.
Yeah. I'm hoping that there's somebody else. But also, if somebody else is coming to visit Bruce, they should notice what a horrible situation this is.
Yeah, the conditions are awful.
So, yeah. I go, can we take Bruce to the bathroom and clean up his bed? And that's when we found
that's
out
the
door.
That's when we found
the door was locked from the inside from his suite mate.
So the toilet doesn't work, basically.
Or who knows?
The water is not running.
It was jammed. It was like jammed. The door was jammed from the inside. So she had to go around the other way and like kick it open. It was an S show.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I be honest. When I left there, I cried. Like I sat in my car in the parking lot and
I pondered life.
Yeah. I feel horrible for Bruce. Horrible for people in this condition in this country that have to live like this, either that or worse. And felt very fortunate for my life.
Well, what can we do?
Right now, I don't really know other than trying to. I don't want to do this by myself.
No. Like, I'm coming with you.
Go back and then try to get contact information for his family. He has a sister that he says has called him from Florida.
Well, that's good.
So get in touch with her to figure out if this is the only option for Bruce. Maybe there's more options. Like maybe there's multiple facilities that can house Bruce. And this just happened to be the wrong one.
Yeah.
Or they were having a really bad day.
Or it was the closest one to where, you know what I mean? It's almost like you're zoned for it.
Yes.
Something along those lines.
Yeah. He just needs better care.
Can we do some sort of Bruce drive where
here's the problem
clothes.
With that.
We have so many.
Again, I don't think the clothes. Clothes, we need the clothes because it's just going to be too much.
Yeah.
He just needs a few rotating things. Maybe like a week's worth of clothes or something. Uh-huh.
Can we get him a bedpan or something?
I'm sure that facility costs $10,000 a month. So like you can't raise that kind of money. But you could raise it for a month, yeah. But then what?
I know.
You know, so yeah. The state pays for it, or Medicaid or Medicare. I'm not sure which one he's under. And you're just kind of stuck. It was just a really, really sad sight. And I want Bruce's mom lived to 93. Now look, a lot of times when you have mental issues, there's physical issues that come along with that. And I'm sure some of that is going on with Bruce.
Uh-huh.
But it did not look like that Bruce could live to 70 years old. Like he was just wilting away. Yeah. And
you felt bad because there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing I can do.
You feel helpless because you don't.
The only thing I could do was change his bed. And who knows? He might be laying in it right now. So
how was his roommate?
He wasn't there. He was downstairs or something.
Did Bruce talk about his roommate?
He confirmed that he had one. That was pretty much it. And that they share a television. The world's tiniest television in a room. And it was kind of pointed to Bruce. I was told I think his roommate was one of the guys in the lobby because they said he was downstairs. So okay. He was just hanging out. At the same time, I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Oh, I bet.
Because I just felt so gross and sad. But then I want to go back and help him at the same time. Yeah. I don't know what to do. What I want to do is get Bruce into a better facility.
Yeah, that's,
so he has care. He has nurses that are watching out for him, or that are able to, or are qualified, or have enough of them where they're making sure he's out of bed. He's walking. He's eating proper food. That he's not in a, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Would you house Bruce if you?
I thought about it. I have a spare bedroom.
I know.
That's actually how sad it was that I was contemplating that, because that's the only thing that you can either be in a facility like that.
Yeah, or
you can take him out and somebody house him.
Do you think a junkie would house him?
No.
Jason misses his daughters. Empty nester. Has a basement. I live there.
There's one JP
might.
JP has the heart to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has the commitment to do it.
That's a big bite.
Maybe that's unfair.
From the apple.
That is unfair. That is unfair to the other junkies. They all have the heart. They all love Bruce. But I'm not sure that any of them.
I think JP would be committed enough.
JP
would be the most committed to do it.
Has that kind of. You need a special breed of caring for other people who are down. And I just, JP more fits that.
No, I agree.
Or would make the time for it.
Yes.
But
he would have the most commitment, I feel like, to help
Bruce. What about Valdez? You didn't expect me to say that. You look shell-shocked.
It'd be like the Odd Couple. To be honest,
it would be great.
I love Bruce.
I know you do. You've known Bruce. You have a very special connection.
I have a very special connection with Bruce, which is why it was so sad to hear.
You'd be the Odd Couple, you and Bruce.
Honestly,
he's probably not that hard to manage.
I'd be like Walter Matthau.
You got a two bedroom? You got an extra bedroom?
I don't have an extra bedroom. I got a sofa.
No, he needs a bedroom. He needs his own space where he can like watch TV and. I don't know. Watch TV, listen to the radio, yeah. Have his own bathroom.
Hey, Bruce and I both like radio.
I saw Bruce naked. I didn't see, frontal. I didn't see his dong. He was sitting when we got him on the toilet. He took his pants down and everything, and took his shirt off.
I'm not laughing at Bruce. I just want everyone to know we're not laughing at Bruce. I'm just laughing at the visual.
Why don't you move into a two bedroom? Maybe the state would give you some money.
Okay, I'm thinking about it. Me and Bruce cook him dinner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get first things first is getting him some teeth.
Yeah, CK mentioned that maybe we could figure that. That's one of the first things we should look into, getting him or finding out what's going on with his teeth. So if we can get him teeth, then he can eat better.
Yes, and he won't be malnourished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet you Bruce would come to work with me.
Well, I'm not, maybe once in a, every once in a while. I think Bruce can be left alone for periods of a time. I don't think he has to be watched 24/7.
No, I don't think
I mean, he's in that room by himself. No one's watching him.
What kind of, I wonder what kind of sleeper he is.
Sound. Snores.
Oh, I bet you the snorer. I bet he's a big snorer.
Mm-hmm. He had the world's the biggest Bible. That was his only entertainment. You know what? He had a lot of highlights in it. He can read. He had like
his favorite passages.
Tabs. He had sticker tabs.
Oh,
on all his favorite chapters and passages and stuff like that.
What were some of his favorites?
Oh no, he did tell me what he was reading. I forget. I gave him a recommendation.
What did you tell him?
I told him I like James chapter 1. So it's one of my favorites, an underrated chapter.
Why is that? Give me the synopsis.
That's too geeky. It's too nerdy.
I like Bible drab.
No, it's not important. Okay. You read it yourself. Okay. It's just good advice.
I'm a Leviticus fan.
Oh, are you? Oh, is that what, some doom and gloom? A locust?
I don't know.
That's old tea. Anyway, so that's the situation with Bruce.
Yeah. Let us know if you have somebody
who works in this type of.
Yeah, can point us in the right direction.
I think I'm going to reach out to maybe city council and PG County. And see,
our boy Todd Turner.
Todd Turner might know, point us in the right direction.
Pull some strings.
First thing I want to figure out, are there other options for Bruce to go? Other places?
That's a great, yeah. That's step number one.
Yeah.
Is seeing if it's possible to get him out.
Right.
To somewhere else.
All right. Now that we bummed everybody out.
I know. Well, I think it was important to talk about it.
Right.
Because you know, we haven't heard from Bruce in a while on the show, and I bet you people are wondering what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's, I don't know, I guess it wasn't very funny to talk about, but it was necessary.
You know, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to leave the studio thinking about you and Bruce living together.
It's a great visual.
And I think you would do it. If you got a green light, I think in Valdi, and if he had some sort of...
He was
self-sustained a little bit, where you could go golfing and you could go.
Hey, Bruce, what Bruce might be my caddy.
Yeah.
That would get him up walking outside, sunlight. Bruce carrying my bag.
Riding in the cart, yeah. Listening to the Purple Heart playlist.
Sandwich.
I think you guys would have a lot of fun together.
Nine iron. I think you should lay up. And then me and Bruce on the course.
I'm digging it. I'm getting a lot of visuals here.
Hey, you know what?
He could be third mic on this season.
Yeah, I was going to say, we are looking for a third mic.
Right, you can be a producer.
Hey, I like the visual of Bruce at a ball washer, just pumping it up and down, going, here you go.
He'd be probably pretty good at it. He can get detail-oriented once he focuses on something. All right, well, we're gonna Don't tweet it publicly. Just like send us a DM or something if you want to comment on Bruce, because I don't want all that stuff out there. Even though we put it on the podcast,
this is a tight community.
This is a tight community, and maybe we shared too much. I didn't mean to if I did, but that's what's going on. So yeah, hopefully,
way to bum everyone out.
Well,
it was, you know, when you told when
I
you told
you
me
a new era of bit season.
You know what it's like? It's like when Jerry Springer does his final thought, where all of a sudden the craziness turns to seriousness.
You know what? That final thought lasted 40 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Before we go, we got to tell you that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, supports Matt and Matt. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code BITSEASON for 10% off. Every order, not just your first order, every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. We appreciate Mike, and we love our Don't Sleep
Energy. And we need some more, because Eric is going into our office every day
he's stealing it. Yeah, and he goes, hey, can I have one of these?
Mike, you got to know that now that you sponsor Hit the Skins, the junkies feel that that's also their energy
stash.
Drink. So they just annihilated it. Yeah. We need a regular shipment that just like shows up here.
Definitely.
Right.
Like a once-a-month shipment.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back on the Junkies tomorrow, and talk to you soon.
See you.
Later.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.